Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to a new Zman of the Temin Halacha Shirim. This week we're going to learn Parshas Bereishis, and the very first mitzvah in the Torah is the mitzvah of Pru Urevu. And I want to talk today not about the mitzvah of Pru Urevu per se, but about a woman's chiyuv in the mitzvah of Pru Urevu. The Mishnah Maseches Yevamos and Daf Samachay tells us that a ish mitzuva al Pru Urevya avalo ha isha. Where Rabbi Yochanan Broka omer al shneimu omer veivarachasam elukim vayomalem elukim Pru Urevu. Machlokas Tanayim, the Chum say that only a man is mitzuva in Pru Urevu, not a woman. Rabbi Yochanan Broka says, even a woman. The Gemara explains that why would it be only a man? Because the pasuk says not just Puruvu, but it says Umilu es haaretz v'kivshua, that you should conquer the land. So ish darkalichbosh v'nisha darkalichbosh, that it's the derech of a man to be a conqueror and not a woman, and therefore the pasuk is not including women. So you have a machlokas tanaim, and there's a basic klal in halacha yachid v'rabim halacha karabim. So he passing like the sheet of the chacham and the shulchan aruch and Evan Ezer simin aleph seif yud gimel. Paskins that women are pater from Puruvu. Yet, having said that, there is a Medrash Tanchuma, where the Medrash Tanchuma writes that a ish mitzuva al Puruvirivya yoser mina isha. So it's unclear from that Medrash Tanchuma whether that's going within the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan Broka, saying that even if you hold that women are chayiv, it's not the same chayiv as men, or whether that's explaining the sheet of the Chachamim, that maybe the Chachamim are saying that men are chayiv in Puruvu, women are not. But when we say that women are not, it doesn't mean that they're not at all. It means that they're not as much mitzuva in Puruvu. So Rav Asher Weiss has a very beautiful piece on the chiyuv of Nashim Puruvu, and it relates to how we relate to a number of other mitzvos as well. Because if you think about a woman's role in Puruvu, while it's whenever I meet with a chassan and kala that are to discuss birth control, so I always point out the very beginning of the discussion, I turn to the chassan and I say, you have a mitzvah d'oraisa, not just any mitzvah d'oraisa, but the very first mitzvah d'oraisa in the entire Torah that says that you have to have at least one son, one daughter, or you have to keep trying until you have a son and a daughter. And I turn to the kala and I say, and you are not mitzuva in Puruvu, but it would be really, really nice if you'd help him out, because he does not have the ability to do this mitzvah without your help. So it's a unique position of power almost that the woman is in, that his chiyuv can only be done if she helps, and she has no chiyuv to help. She has no chiyuv to do. So does that mean that she has no chiyuv? How exactly do we understand a woman's chiyuv of Puruvu? So there are really two mahalchim in terms of a woman's, what if you're going to assume that a woman has some chiyuv, but not quite like a man, there are two mahalchim to understand it. One mahalich is that maybe there's no chiyuv d'oraisa of Puruvu for a woman, but there's a chiyuv midivrei Kabbalah, because there's a pasuk in Yeshayahu Perek Mem Hey, pasuk Yilches, lo sovra, lo sheves yitzara, and the Hashem ve'ein od, that the world was not created to remain desolate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world to populate the world, and that's a requirement on all of humanity. The Mishnah in Gittin, Mem Aleph and Beis, v'halo lo nivra olam el lepiri v'rivya, shenemar lo sovra lo sheves yitzara, that Puruvu is the purpose of the creation of the world, and that's based on the pasuk Yeshayahu, that's the reason for Puruvu. So it sounds like it's just a reason for Puruvu and not really an independent chiyuv. However, Tosos Maseches Gittin and elsewhere in Chagiga and Babasra, elsewhere, Tosos seems to assume that it is an independent chiyuv, that aside from the mitzvah of Puruvu, there's also this mitzvah of Lasheves. And in Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, Sim Kufn and Gimel, Sivav, the Mechaber Paskins, that you're allowed to sell a Beis HaKnesses or a Sefer Torah in order to marry off Yesomim, in order to use the money to help Yesomim get married. So Magen Avraham over there in Sivkat and Tes, says, not just Yesomim, Yesomos as well. Why? How can I sell a mitzvah and use the money to marry off Yesomos? I, a woman's not mitzvah in Puruvu, but she's chayiv in l'sheves. So l'sheves is a good enough reason to sell something in order to marry off a yisoma. Rav Asher Weiss points out that even if you're going to say that it's a chiyuv of some sort, midivrei Kabbalah, like Tosa seems to indicate, it's not really said b'lashon tzivui. The way the Navi describes it is what Hashem had in mind when he created the world, is that we should populate the world. But it never says, and therefore you must. It said that Hashem created the world, l'sheves yitzara, it's created to be populated, but not, and therefore you must have children. And therefore, says Rav Asher Weiss, this would be another example of Ratzon HaTorah, where it's very clear that the Torah is letting it be known what the Ratzon Hashem is, and based on our understanding of what the Ratzon Hashem is, that's something a woman has to do to make sure that she fulfills the Ratzon Hashem. There's a Tshuvas HaRitva in Simon Mem Gimel where he was asked about a woman whose husband made a shavua on her before he died that she would not get remarried until their children are adults, until the children grow up. And then the husband died and she wants to get remarried. She wants to be matir the shavua because it's very hard for her to be alone. And the Ritva quotes that the Rashba paskins that she could be matir the shavua even if it was a shavua al das rabim, and even though a woman is not mitzvah in peruvu, but there's still a mitzvah. And even for a mitzvah kella, we could undo this neder. So the Ritva says, I don't understand. The Gemara in Yavama seems to indicate that a woman is not chayiv in peruvu. So probably what the Rashba means is that yes, she's potter from peruvu, and you can't force a husband to be megarish her or an adon to be meshacher and eved for the sake of the mitzvah of peruvu of a woman because they're not really mitzuva. But if you're able to fulfill the Shevis Yitzara, then you have to do your best to try to do that, even though it's not a direct tzivoy, but that's one chiv. There's the chiv of l'sheves yitzara. But then there's another level of chiv over here, which is more fascinating from a global perspective, because l'sheves yitzara is more narrow to the mitzvah of having children. But there's a broader concept, and that is a mesayei l'dvar mitzvah. You know, we're familiar with the concept of a mesayei l'dvar avera. A mesayei l'dvar avera means that you have an isra of lifnei iver. You're not allowed to cause someone else to do an avera. Not only can't you cause someone else to do an avera, you can't even aid in someone else's violation of an avera on a derabbanan level, right? Even if it's not going to be lifnei iver daraisa because it's chad avra denara, it's still going to be an isra mesayei. Is there such a concept by a mitzvah, that there's an inyan of being misayeya l'dvar mitzvah? So the Ran in Maseches Kiddushin, the Mishnah over there in Kiddushin says that ish mekadesh bo'o b'shlucho. So the Ran writes that the Mishnah is telling us that there's a mitzvah bo'o yosem b'shlucho, even though by an isha as well, because afal gav, the isha ain't a mitzvah p'rivrivya, but mikol makom yesh la mitzvah mipnei she'i misayeyes l'baal l'kai mitzvah. So that even though a woman's not chayiv in peruvu, she still has some sort of mitzvah. What's her mitzvah? To help out the husband in fulfilling peruvu. So essentially, the question that the Ran is dealing with is why would there be a din of mitzvah ba yosem b'shlucha that the woman should participate in the kiddushin herself rather than send a shliach if, after all, she has no mitzvah of peruvu? So the Ran's answer is she does have a mitzvah, and that's a mitzvah of misayeya. Now there are a number of acharonim that disagree with the Ran and offer a different answer, and they suggest that it's an einu mitzvah v'yos. That it's the reason she has a mitzvah by Yosef B'shlucha, she has no chiv whatsoever. But just like a woman has no chiv in lulav whatsoever either, but she still says she still takes lulav, and Ashkenazi women say a bracha on it, no chiv in shofar whatsoever, but she still gets credit as an eidah mitzvah of Yosef. So that's the role of an isha in Pruravu, according to the Chidushi An Sheshem. And the Marshal and Yam Shel Shlomo over there in Kiddushin, Perek Beis, Simin Aleph. Now there is a fascinating chiddush in the Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, the author of the Kapos Tamarim on Maseches Yuma, where he explains Chazal tell us Gedola Tshuva Shidocha Lo Saseh Shabatara, that Tshuva is such a powerful mitzvah that it's docha lav in the Torah. How so? That the asay of Tshuva is docha which Lo Saseh of Lo Yuchal Baila Rishon Lashuv Lekachta. That imagine someone, a man divorces his wife, and then she goes and she remarries somebody else. So the halach is the first husband is not allowed to take her back. Lo Saseh in the Torah. How is Tshuva docha that Lo Saseh? Because what happens? We do averos. We abandon our Kodesh Baruch Hu. We go and lo aleinu, a person, Rachman al-Tzlan, declares loyalty to some competing ideology. And then they do tshuva. But wait a second, Kodesh Baruch Hu can't take us back. The husband's not allowed to take us back, right? He's not allowed to take us back. So how can Kodesh Baruch Hu take us back? Oh, tshuva's dolche lo saseh in the Torah. Because Kodesh Baruch Hu is able to... So says the Kapos Tamarim, well, wait a second. The mitzvah of tshuva is my mitzvah. So how can tshuva be docha lo seisha b'torah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The yisr of taking us back is Hashem's yisr. So how could it be that my mitzvah of tshuva is docha Hashem's yisr to take us back? So says the Kabbalist Tamarim, you see a yisod over here, that if I can't do tshuva without Hashem receiving me, without Hashem taking me back, it becomes like it's his mitzvah as well. And the Kabbalist Tamarim says, you have a similar thing by Yibum. Yibum is docha lo sasei. Min haTorah chayav elavin do Yibum, because I say docha lo sasei. But the mitzvah of Yibum is only on the Yavam. The lav of marrying the brother's wife is on both the man and the woman. So how could the mitzvah of the Yavam be docha the lav that's on her as well? Says the Kabbalist Tamarim, no problem, because once it's a mitzvah on one person that cannot be done without the other person's participation, so then Mimela becomes their mitzvah as well. And the same is true, says the Kabbalist Tamarim, when it comes to Puruvu. Since you have a mitzvah that a man is chayev to do, but he cannot do it without the woman, Mimela becomes the woman's mitzvah. That's how the Kabbalist Tamarim understands. So not only because of Lashevis Yitzara, but more than that, it's that since it cannot be done without the woman's help, so Mela it becomes a shtikl chiyuv for her. However, Tosos in many places in Shas, in Gittin Memalef, in Chagiga Dav Bezim Bez, Babas Yud Gimel Memalef, says that the Asay of Puruvu is not Doche, Alos Asay of Lo Yeh Kadesh Bei Chatzi Avri Chatzi Ben Chorin, because she is not Mitzuva Ber Puruvu. And so the Asay, his Asay can't be Doche, her Los Asay. L'chor of the Kabbalist Tamarim is correct. It should be able to, because he can't do it without her. So says Rav Asher Weiss, you have to make an important chilik over here. There's a difference between, let's say, tshuva and yibum on the one hand, versus puruvu on the other hand. Tshuva and yibum are both mitzvahs that, yes, you need someone else's participation. I can't do tshuva unless Hashem is receiving me. A guy can't do yibum unless the yivama is going to play along, right? But in those cases, who has to play along is very specific. There is no one else other than Hashem that can help me do tshuva. There was no one else other than the Yavama that he could do Yibum with. Yet, in those cases, the Kabbalist Tamarim is correct, that the mitzvah becomes the other person's mitzvah as well. But in the case of Puruvu, you can marry anybody. It doesn't have to be this woman that you have a child with. And since you can marry anybody, the fact that you can't have a child but for the help of a woman cannot make it her mitzvah, says Rav Asher Weiss. So, and therefore, the halacha is that a kohen can only do birchas kohanim if there is Yisraelim present, if there's someone to bench, if there's someone to bless. So what is the role of Yisrael by birchas kohanim? Can all the Yisraelim, when the kohanim get up there, can all the Yisraelim just walk out? Does the Yisrael have any sort of chiyuv? So by this logic, Rav Asher Weiss points out, birchas kohanim should be much more like the mitzvah of the mitzvah of puruvu. That they don't have to, you don't have to be the Yisrael. There's no individual person that's singled out as the Yisrael that it has to be done on, and therefore it doesn't actually become your chiyuv. And therefore, Rav Asher Weiss says, let's go with that idea that being a helper makes it sort of a chiyuv, but not quite to the extent that the Kabbalist Tamarim says that it becomes mamish your chiyuv like it's a mitzvah saseh. He says, you know what it's more like? It's more like the idea of Misayel Lidei Ovrei Aveira. That just like Misayel Dei Ovrei Aveira is an Isser, so to Misayel Dei Osei Mitzvah is a Mitzvah. The Gemara Makos, Tafheim Beis, Imkein Onosh HaKosov, Lenitva Lo Ovrei Aveira, Kovrei Aveira, Alachas Kama V'Kama, Sheyashal Mischal, Lenitva Lo Osei Mitzvah, Kosei Mitzvah. That if a person participates in the performance of someone else's Mitzvah, so that certainly is going to be a great Zuchus for that person. So for that, we're willing to say Mitzvah Bo. So at the end of the day, is a woman mitzvah and puruvu? No. But there are two reasons why one, or three reasons, I guess, at the end, why a woman potentially might have a mitzvah anyway. Either a mitzvah midivrei kabbalah of l'shevis yitzari, even though it's not a tzivoy, it's at least the ratzon Hashem. Or, since the husband can't do it, but for the wife's help, it becomes her mitzvah. Or, in general, there's a rule of Misayeya, that whenever you participate in a mitzvah, you're fulfilling some sort of mitzvah. So it's a wonderful, wonderful zechus for the woman as well, even though it's not necessarily a mitzvah. Okay, we'll stop there tomorrow.